It's Monday, December 5th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And we're doing some hymnology this week, which means that we're going to take a look at a hymn, and we're going to study it. The hymn is the classic Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Originally written by Charles Wesley, he was helped by his buddy George Whitfield and a couple of others. And Wesley's original, written as a Christmas Day hymn and first published in 1739, is made up of 10 four-line verses rather than the longer eight-line verses with a refrain, which we have now. And what we're going to see this week is that this song is hardcore theology, bundled up in a hymn that has become a signature Christmas song. This hymn has become so famous, this just blows my mind, that Weezer, all right, the 90s alternative rock band Weezer, even recorded a version of it. Not to mention Frank Sinatra, Jewel, Jessica Simpson, Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond, George Strait, and Johnny Cash all recorded it too. It's even featured on the Charlie Brown Christmas movie. Which, doggone it, if that doesn't make me get a little misty-eyed every time I watch it. Now, this is deep theology, but it's also vastly popular. So I have a suspicion that many of the people singing this beautiful song don't have a clue what they're singing. All right, we don't want to be like that. We want to think about what we're singing. We want to know what we're singing so as to engage in true worship, so as to love the Lord our God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Therefore, this week, we're going to look at these the three stanzas that are most popular, found in the Baptist hymnal, and we're going to see just how rich these words are. The first verse starts out saying, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Now, hark means listen up. Herald means messenger. So hark the herald angels sing means listen up. The messenger angels are singing, and this is what they're singing. Glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. And much of this has a clear connection to Luke 2, where the angel appeared to the shepherds and said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased." Talking about peace on earth is a popular thing to do during Christmas time, and it should be. It should be. For Jesus did come to bring peace. But primarily, he came to bring us peace with God, which is what Wesley meant when he wrote, "God and sinners reconciled." We have all sinned against God. We have broken his commandments and thus made ourselves his enemies. Isaiah 59, verse 2 says, "But your iniquities," or your sin, "have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." Or when people become enemies, they can't go back to being friends until their differences are set aside. Sometimes reconciliation involves the payment of damages, which is essentially what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He paid the price necessary to reconcile us to God. The price was really ours to pay, not God's. But Jesus was willing and able to pay it because, though he was God, he became also a man, being born as a baby on that first Christmas day. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, "We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." He goes on to point out that those who would repent and believe in Jesus will be reconciled to God and given also, as a gift, the righteousness of Christ. I mean, it's like going from worst case scenario to best case scenario. That's good news. And so the result of this incredible news, the song calls all nations to shout with joy. "Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. In other words, there is some happy celebrating going on, and all nations need to get in on this celebration. Because remember, it's good news of great joy for all people. And we need to join with angels and sing this one song in harmony that Christ is here. I mean, He is here. He was born in Bethlehem just as the prophecies foretold. May we join in with the angels in the song, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.